SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Work. Right about now. Getting ready for the second half with Mike Carver.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And Joe Lisi.
Toga! Toga!
You know you make me wanna
kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, hour number two here on the grid. 844-843-6879. Rocking with you on Sirius XM, channel 159. This one's all but over, Joe. It's a two-minute warning. 27-13. Second and five. They got no timeouts left.
Yeah, we're toast.
I mean, I've been toast, so I know. I mean, I have the Ravens to win, so, I mean, that's fine.
Money line, or you laid it?
I actually put the money line last night when the Chiefs were losing. I did a money line Chiefs live with the Ravens money line tonight parlay. So, I had that as like as something to fall back on tonight because I thought they would win the game. And then I got involved with a lot of other nonsense, as usual, and that's where things go wrong for you. You know, Joe?
You got me hyped up in the last segment. Now I'm thinking like, you know.
What's the matter, Joe?
My blood's boiling.
I'm good. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm watching Dutch Dalton. What a pathetic performance. They're toast.
Dave made a great point before going in. If that loser's still playing quarterback Sunday in Pittsburgh, and I'd actually take the Steelers. Do you think that we'd be able to come up with five picks together? I don't think so.
No, because I'm a contrarian, and it's tough. It's tough. What did I do in the picks last night? I had the Titans, Bengals. I was 2-1-1 in the NFL picks this weekend. But, I mean, the picks that I had, I thought were ugly. Cincy minus the 7, Titans plus the 12.5. I pushed the Falcons and I lost with Green Bay. And that Falcon line on Sunday dipped down to 2.5.
It did it sometimes, yeah.
I know.
At some points, some books.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so much inconsistency in the NFL. Two favorites covered yesterday. Two.
Yeah.
That's how bad. Like you and you say, okay. You know, I'll lay a favorite under a field goal, right? You can't even get that. You can't even get that. Right?
Certainly doesn't seem that way.
Think about it. If you can't even get a favorite basically at a pick to cover, how hard is it really? It's not like you're laying a touchdown.
I think you walk it in every week, Joe, and it is what it is. You got no idea what's going to happen.
I think sometimes the books price the favorites as dogs and they flip the line a little bit. I think that too sometimes. Because how could it be every week favorites don't cover at all? At all. We're talking two? I understand there's parity, but I mean, come on. And I'm not talking 11.5, 12.5. Talking normal spreads. 3, 1.5, 2, 2.5. Think about it. I mean, you pushed how many games yesterday? You pushed the L.A. Charger game? You pushed basically, what, Tampa's game? Depending upon either way? I mean...
Yeah, there was a lot of pushes. A lot of games ended right on the number.
Both
Tampa for the most part,
lost.
Atlanta for the most part, Washington, Minnesota for the most part. A lot of games landed on the number.
Tough to cover.
Real tough. All right, Joe, let me ask you for one thing here. There's 24 seconds left in this game. The Ravens just punted. The Saints have the football on their own 10.
Yeah.
Can I get a little flair to Kamara for 18 yards?
I need that, too. So you want to get it together?
18 yards. I need this guy to get 50 receiving yards. He has 32. Well, maybe just to check it. I mean, you know, just dump it off. Try to pick something up. They're going to be playing back.
Yeah.
Let him dump it off and pick. Try to get 20 to 25 yards on a screen.
It's incredible how these games play out.
I don't even think Kamara's out there. I mean, that you talk about giving up. They handed off. Handed off. Gave up.
Is that Dalton still? No, Dalton.
They gave up.
Is that
Ian Book? Up. Handed it off. And that's that. Gutless, Joe. Gutless.
Who ran the football? Who was that?
It wasn't even Kamara. It was some loser. It's just gutless. At least the Ravens won. The only good thing that happened.
Yeah, Ravens trending right now. So what is it? Ravens 6-3, Bengals 5-4, right?
Yeah, they're one game. One, you know, we're game back, but also beat them heads up, so.
Right, that one. But they still have to play in Cincy.
Correct. That is correct.
I still like
later
Cincy to win it. I still like Joe. I mean, if they're winning games, they pound it. I mean, Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I need to see more against a team that actually is a capable NFL team. All right, like a real fully functioning NFL team. I need to.
Well, you're not going to see it this week. They're on a bye.
Okay, well, won't see it this week. But I'm saying I need to see them do that to an actual NFL team, not the Panthers. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot to still get to here on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. We've gone far enough into the show to not talk about this yet. We got to do it now.
Go ahead.
So, the Colts fired Frank Reich this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Really understandable, I guess. I mean, I don't know if you want to blame him. You know, was it his fault that they brought in Matt Ryan and he sucked and they have no, and their offensive line is garbage and Sam Ellinger's not an NFL quarterback? I don't know. I don't know if any of those things are his fault. But he gets chopped, finished.
Right.
But the more bizarre thing is what transpired after that.
Okay.
So Jim Irsay decides, instead of doing what, you know, most normal teams do, and that's, you know, just take somebody on the staff and make them the interim head coach. He decides to go get Jeff Saturday, who has been on ESPN, I guess it's almost like 10 years now, as an analyst there. He decides to go get Jeff Saturday and pulls him out of broadcasting to be the interim head coach for the rest of the season. I'll give you some information on Jeff Saturday, Joe. He has never coached anything at the NFL level. He has never coached anything at the collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
He has a little bit of high school coaching experience from back in the day.
Okay.
For a couple years down in Georgia, if you want to consider that some actual work. So he's the first NFL head coach with no college or pro coaching experience since Norm Van Brocklin went from the 1960 NFL MVP with the Eagles to coach of the Vikings in 1961.
All right, but wait a second, though. I understand no head coaching experience and no NFL coaching experience, but he was an NFL player and an all-pro, a center, right? And was there with Peyton Manning and even at the end of what I believe Andrew Luck, correct?
Right.
So, understands the game. But
I think he was out. No, he missed. He might have missed Luck, but
He might have missed Luck, but he was there with Peyton Marvin.
He was there with Peyton, won a Super Bowl with them,
right,
yeah.
Right. So he understands. It's not like he doesn't understand what he's doing. All right, because hang on, let me just make this assessment. Charlie Weiss never even played football, okay, but was a coach. So let's take the flip side. He never played the game and somehow made it to the NFL in college and became an elite head coach, right? So if Charlie Weiss can do it, why can't Jeff Saturday? Why are we knocking a guy who actually played the game? And what if he doesn't have an NFL head coaching experience? He knows what he's doing. It's not like he didn't play in the NFL.
I'm just trying to catch up a little bit here for a second. Are you defending this?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, they pulled Herm Edwards from the depths of the abyss to coach at Arizona State, didn't they? I mean, what was Herm doing?
Herm Edwards was a coach for 30 years before he got the Arizona State job.
Yeah, but so what? He didn't coach for how long?
So you think that you got no problem with this? You think this is the greatest thing ever? It's the greatest thing ever for us to laugh about.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Deion Sanders, right? Is he doing good at Jackson State?
Well, let me just tell you something, Joe. The reason why Deion went to Jackson State is so that he can get coaching experience to get a better job.
Okay, but
Deion Sanders didn't just show up strutting the primetime off of the NFL network set into, you know, Tallahassee or, to an NFL job. No, I actually don't. No, I don't think he could have. I think that taking somebody who's never coached a day in their life and sticking them in, and how about this, Joe, in the middle of a season, sticking them right in, and now you want to try this trick in January and give the guy 7 months to get ready when he's never done it before? Maybe I can buy it. We've seen it, whatever. You're in the middle of a season, Joe. How about the guys on the staff? What are they looking around saying? Who's this guy? This guy's going to come in and be the head coach? They should all walk out tomorrow. The Gus Bradleys and all these guys. How do you bring in a guy off the street to coach the team?
He's a former player for the organization.
I'm stunned, actually. You're the first person I should have expected this. You're the first person all day that's defended this.
The guy played at an elite level. You don't think Jeff Saturday knows what to do?
You don't think the Colts look like a laughing stock by doing this?
If they win ball games, what does it matter?
Here we go. Let's get a couple of the good quotes.
I don't understand what the problem is. We have has-been assistant coaches that can't coach their ass out of their elbow and coach their way out of a paper bag, run and run and run and no motivation and just cookie cutter bland, and that's it because they've been in the league and they know this. I mean, come on. You're telling me that Jeff Saturday can't be any, I want to say, equal or comparable to Gus Bradley or some of those garbage assistants that are on there? I mean, come on.
You don't think that Jim Irsay is a couple of French fries short of a Happy Meal? You don't think that?
I think that's particularly, yeah, he's definitely had his off the field issues. Maybe he's drinking. I don't know.
Here's Irsay on Saturday, quote, "I'm glad that I'm glad he doesn't have any NFL experience." So even Irsay admits he doesn't have any NFL experience.
So what?
He said Saturday lacks the fear that forces many of today's coaches to rely on analytics. Ooh, I like that. He took a little swipe at the analytics.
There
crowd,
you go.
Tonight. Look at Irsay.
Yeah, you like it now. Now you like it.
Hey, this is another fun one. Saturday's been interviewing coaches on the Colts staff to determine who's going to call the plays on Sunday. That should go well. That's going to go well. Who's calling
Carver,
the plays?
This isn't bad. It's not bad. I don't understand.
I am.
Why are you shocked? Tell me why you're stunned. Tell me why you're stunned.
Because the entire thing's a joke and you think it's okay.
All right, hang on. How good did Joe Judge do in the NFL? How good did Pat Shurmur do in the NFL as a head coach? Mr. Brainiac, that hump. I mean, come on. We're talking about how good did Matt Patricia do as a head coach? You're telling me Jeff Saturday can't do better than those guys? You're telling me Jeff Saturday is going to be that much deer in the headlights. He's going to walk in and not know where the film room is. He's not going to know how to break down film. He's not going to know how to... He does it for ESPN 24-7 in terms of breaking down game film and breaking down players. You don't think he could walk into a locker room and all of a sudden dictate and delegate responsibility and coach? I mean, come on. The guy played in the NFL for years. I mean, I could see if he played baseball. I could see if he never played a down in the NFL and was just a role player. This was an all-pro Super Bowl champion. You know, you don't think he's gonna be, like, phased?
Joe.
Seriously?
You think that all you have to have done is played the game to just walk in there this week and start being a head coach in the NFL? You think that
tell me what the problem
is. Let's just roll. You know what, guys? Just roll the balls out there. Let's do that. You go to the lamppost to make a left. Oh, you over here. You go over there and do that. Sure. Okay.
Come on. Seriously. You guys are ridiculous.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. I sat here for 3 minutes in shock. Like, I cannot believe that you are defending. You are defending
Jeff Saturday.
You're defending Irsay.
I am.
Now that you've find out how flabbergasted I am, now you're really going to dig the heels in here. In fact, I'm going to be willing to bet. I'm even willing to bet that you're probably going to bet the Colts this week.
Exactly.
In Vegas against the Raiders. You're going to take it a step further. You're going to take it a step further.
Yes.
You're going to bet the Colts this week.
Yep. Like now you
he's
got
gonna
me like
He's going to spark
this.
The roster. He's going to go out there. He's gonna, this is. I just see where this is going already.
I love this show tonight. I love this show. It got me all hot earlier with Sharapan, with the college. Now we're talking about the NFL. And I love the tweet. I'm talking to you in the break. And I'm going, where is he? Carver. And then right before we come on, I had to tweet that out. It took 3 hours. But we finally found somebody who loves the Irsay move. I love it.
We got two now. Look at this, Joe. You're starting a revolution. Our guy Craig on Twitter's in too. Joe's right, he says. He's more qualified to be the head coach than than one of the coordinators.
Gio.
Oh my God.
I love it. I love it. Let's go.
I can't believe it. I'm stunned. Absolutely stunned. All right. I gotta move. Trust me.
This will
tomorrow,
be the theme of the week. Theme of the week.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna send a couple of those clips of Irsay to Mike, and we're gonna play a couple of them on the show tomorrow night, so we can have a laugh. And you have to bet the Colts plus six, and you can't take them in the contest, just so you know.
Oh, now we're in on this contest. I'm in, but we can't do it on Friday. We just can't. We can't do it on Friday. How are we gonna do it on Friday? We do our picks on Friday. We gotta go through every game.
We'll talk to Dave. That might have to be a Thursday night 11:25 thing. We'll have to figure it out. But either way, we'll make it happen, Joe.
No, okay.
We will. Next thing for you. Jeez. All right. We'll be rapid fire through a bunch of stuff here because we've spent a lot of time on it. We haven't talked about a lot of things. Kudos to you. I'll tip the cap with Seattle. You already hit the over 5.5 for the win total. It was a tremendous job by you. And you know what? They're a fun team to watch. They are. They play blue-collar football. Geno's played well. Kenneth Walker's played well. And you know what it is, Joe? Their entire rookie class, it feels like, makes big contributions. And when you can get that in a year, it makes such a huge difference. And they're in the mix, man. And they're 6-3 in first place in the NFC West. So God bless you, Joe. Yeah.
Well, thank you, brother. I love you. You know that. And I wasn't going after you. I like going after the big shots, you know, in the big shots.
Well, no, I know you weren't going after me, but I was reaffirming that you I laughed at you every night for that we brought it up over the summer.
You can laugh at me. We have a great relationship. You can laugh at me and we laugh at each other. I don't care about that. That's what makes the show. I don't care. That's I'm talking about like the, you know, the studs, you know, like, oh, you know, Mr., you know, four letter network and, you know, this and that and all, you know, please. Can we stop? Anyway.
Look, good win.
Doesn't it feel though like it's like a college team and that's why Carroll is like,
it kinda. I think that there is something to the theory that Carroll is better with a younger team. I think that I do. I think the energy that he brings and the enthusiasm, and I think there's a difference with Pete Carroll for veteran team versus younger team.
Right.
And I think that's why you saw the Seahawks eventually decline. You know, when they went to those two Super Bowls, they were a younger team. Couple years of really solid draft picks all coming together, including Russ and the Legion of Boom and all that other stuff. And then as those guys got older, what happened? It started to, you know, they made the playoffs every year, Joe, but it slowly fractured, you know, every year. There was a little bit more that went away.
But Russ didn't have his brand then either.
What's happened to Russ since then is, you know, and now everybody, you know, comes out that they didn't like him to begin with, which is tough to do after the fact. But, well, I could understand why they, trust me, I've thought he was a bit of a phony for years now, but at least I've been saying it for years now. These guys coming out after he's already out of Seattle, you know, I get it. They're not going to say it while he's there. But let me just say this to you. Be careful this week. I feel like everybody's going to start running to that 2.5 with them in Germany against the Bucks. I'd be careful, Joe.
I'd like be very Bucks. Careful.
Yeah, I think that that's going to be – I think that the public's going to just pound Seattle in that game, seeing that plus 2.5. Yeah, I do. I do think so. The Bucks might be the side. I'm going to be rooting for Sal, but I think the Bucks might be the play, Joe, Sunday morning in Germany. But we shall see. And one other thing from that game.
Okay.
We've talked about this Hump Murray a lot here on the show. Every week, does this guy need to get into some kind of shouting match with somebody every single week on the sideline? What was Murray doing yet? He throws a touchdown pass to Hopkins on the first drive of the game, right?
Yeah.
Then he gets into a fight with him on the sidelines and never throws him the ball again for the rest of the game. Like, it was almost like out of spite, too. Like, he, like, purposely didn't throw him the ball. He threw Rondell Moore the ball about 900 times after that and didn't go near Hopkins once. Like, you could tell there's, like, a made. Why did they give him this big deal, and why did he want to sign a big deal? It's almost like he doesn't want to be there. They want to fire Clay. Like, that just has a bad feel to it, Joe, and it's going to end even worse than it already is.
Here's the thing. D-Hop, to me, is the only team player that, like, I know he got, you know, busted for the PEDs, but you never hear a lot about D-Hopkins. Like, he just goes about his business and the dude plays. It's all the other guys. It's Kyler, it's Kingsbury, it's all the guys with the brand and the is D-Hop a flashy guy?
No.
What were you going to say?
It's not even something. Murray is the guy for me. Like, it's every week it's something else. And he's always got this look on his face. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't understand why they gave him $250 million when nobody seems happy with the situation.
Well, let me ask you, is he playing consistent? No. Has he played two games back-to-back that are consistent this year? I haven't seen it.
I don't even know. I don't think you can say he's played two halves consistent back-to-back in the same game. I don't even think you could say he's played a complete game consistent this year, even the games they've won. So that's a bad situation, Joe, and I just feel it's only going to get worse.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
No, they're finished. 3-6. I know that right now really nobody's finished in the NFC with the seventh, you know, with the extra wild card and all that. But I can't imagine it being them. Speaking of never finished, but technically isn't by the standings, is the Packers. Now, I told you they were unbettable for me I've seen the last few weeks.
I should have listened to you. It would have saved I had them on the money line.
I know, but I even thought that was going to be tricky, and it turned it out that it was because they lost. They have now lost, as we know, what is it, Joe, six games in a row?
Is it six? Five, I thought.
Five, excuse me. It is five. They were 3-1 after winning that Packer game, the Patriot game, I should say. And then they've lost to the Giants, the Jets, the football team now known as the Commanders, the Bills, and the Lions. They are now, this is how far, finally the books are like starting to catch up, Joe. They are now 5-point dogs at home to the Cowboys this week. Think about that. They are getting 5 points at home with Aaron Rodgers. Now, no, I will not, under any circumstances, bet on that team. Under zero circumstances, Joe. I don't care how many points they start giving me. But I want to ask you this question, because I thought about this today with Scotty when we were talking about it. They are now 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
They play the Cowboys this week. Let's say they lose that game. They're 3-7.
Mm-hmm.
They play the Titans the week after that, who, look, if I was them, I would just do what they've been doing the last 2 weeks and just run Henry and try to play great D, and I think they could beat the Packers like that. Imagine they lose that game, they're 3-8. They play the Eagles after that, they're 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they lose all these games and they get to the first weekend in December, and there's 5 games left in the season and they're 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
They going to play Jordan Love?
I mean,
don't you eventually have to see if the kid can play? I know Aaron's not going to like it, but isn't a season where you're 3-9 and not going anywhere where you should be looking to see if the kid you've had sitting on the bench for 3 years can actually play in the league?
Yeah, but Carver, this is like an Eli situation, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it might be, Joe, and you know he won't be happy, but how do you...
Yeah, but Eli had 2 Super Bowls.
It's not even it's just like, what did you draft him for then? Because you thought eventually this guy was going to skip town.
But then you re-sign him. You're giving him $50 million a year. You're giving him $50 million.
That's going to be a very awkward December in Green Bay, Joe.
Who's going to take him? Who's going to take him with $50 million?
That's going to be a very awkward December when they're out of the playoff picture.
Let me ask you this. Is there a team that would take him right here, right now? As is?
I don't know. Probably. It is the NFL. Ooh. There's a lot of bad quarterbacks.
Indy?
I'm sure somebody would.
Indy?
I don't know who it is right now. I don't know. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe. A few other things here before we move on from yesterday and from the weekend. Everybody's going gaga over Fields now. Dolphins beat the Bears 35-32. I will admit, Joe, he's been vastly improved the last 3 weeks. Now, it doesn't exactly translate to wins. I mean, they did win the game in Foxborough, and they lost the Cowboy in the Dolphin game. But at least he's getting a little bit more comparable. Now, it helps when you run for 178 yards. He'd be still only thrown for 123. But he did have 3 touchdowns, and they were nice balls on the touchdowns, Joe. You got to give him credit for that. He had some nice throws.
I love Justin Fields. Who's been his biggest supporter?
You have. You have been one of the guys.
You know what's happening, Carver? What's happening? The game is slowing down for him.
Oh, here we go. The game is slowing down.
I'm watching the Jeff Saturday press conference with no sound on, by the way.
Yeah. You need to watch it with the sound on. And not for Jeff Saturday. He actually said at one point, I got no idea why he called me, but I'll take the job. Like, you know, he was stunned. He goes, I was kind of surprised when he called me. Well, yeah, because I've never coached in my life. Maybe that's why.
We're not going to go back to this.
I'm not going back to it.
Jeff Saturday's my guy. I'm a Colt fan now. How about that?
Yeah, I know. I know you are.
I'm digging my heels in. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Colts plus 6.5 in Vegas this week. Already on the card for Joe. In fact, you might be able to get that at 7 by the time Friday comes around. Well, everybody's going to hammer that. Raiders. How could you ever bet on the Raiders? Nice job by them yesterday, Joe, up 17-0 again.
Another blown lead by Josh McDaniels. Another hump.
Three leads of 17-plus he's blown this year.
And they lost every one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. That'll really boost the fan faithful. And it's not, can I just say this, though? It's one thing to, like, have these leads, right?
Right.
But they don't score in the second half. They get completely shut out.
Yeah.
So what is it? Like, the game script is only good for two quarters? He doesn't make adjustments, does he?
I guess not.
The disciple of Bill Belichick.
The disciple.
The disciple of the great disciple. Bill Belichick.
All right. Let me blow a couple of other college things that we didn't do. Before we move on. One second here. And then we got 3 MAC games tomorrow night. I'm sure you got to play in those too. Notre Dame destroyed Clemson.
You weren't a believer, were you?
Oh, I was not a believer. I loved every second of it, but I did not. I couldn't believe it was happening. That's not the same. I don't want to get into the whole thing we got into before, but that's not the same Clemson team, Joe. That's just not. They have no offense whatsoever. Zero. Their offense is embarrassing. They lose like that to Notre Dame. Awful job. So.
All right.
You disagree. You think they have good talent on
No, I just so. I just here's what I think. I think they have defense, they have no offense. I think the biggest change from Clemson now to where they were a few years ago at Lawrence and ETN and Justin Ross and Mike Williams, they don't have elite wideouts. They don't have speed on the perimeter. They don't have the type of top end wide receivers that could challenge defenses over the top. So they stack the box and they force whoever's the quarterback to beat them over the top. And without elite speed, you're not going to be able to do that.
I'll tell you this, and here's what bothers me the most as a Notre Dame fan, watching them win a game like that on Saturday night. It just makes them losing those two games to Marshall and Stanford at home even worse.
It hurts.
Because if you just took care of business in those games, Joe, where do you think a one-loss Notre Dame team would be right now in their little rankings, with their one loss being by 11 at Ohio State and a win over Clemson like that at home? Week one loss by 11 at Ohio State. Where do you think that they would be? Probably in the top 7 right now?
Top 8,
yeah. Right around there. Yeah. So that just shows you how awful those two losses were.
Yeah, but I mean, those were pathetic losses.
You think they can win at USC?
Yeah, I mean, USC can't stop the run, so that's the one thing they do good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right or wrong? I mean, they can't stop the run, USC. So if they run for 230, they're most likely going to be. But I mean, if it's like, if all of a sudden Caleb says, okay, we're going to throw it 60 times and Drew Pine match us. Good luck. You're going to lose probably 20.
You can't wear that. Ohio State didn't look good, but they blamed the weather, so that's okay. They said that it was the weather's fault.
They get a pass. Right?
Well, that's what I watched. I watched Ryan Day sit there and go, yeah, these were probably the toughest conditions we've ever played since I've been here. So they get a pass, I guess, for scoring 21 points against Northwestern. They get a pass, Joe. So we just
Iowa
push them along.
Put up 33 on them.
I don't disagree, but it was the weather. They couldn't move the football. Too cold,
couldn't
too windy.
Couldn't run it.
Couldn't do anything. So they get a pass. They're allowed one. I couldn't believe Illinois lost to Michigan State.
Why? We said it.
You said it. But
you can't. You
with
bet
all
the
guys.
Side?
No, I didn't bet the game. But with all the you know, Michigan State wasn't that good this year to begin with, and then they lose a bunch of guys.
That's
like it was.
On, that's
a bad job by Double B.
You know what happens? Here's the problem. When you have eight players suspended, okay, and let's say it's your leading tacklers, it sounds so, oh wow, they're gonna get blown out. But is the productivity gonna drop from, let's say, 107 yards allowed on the ground to all of a sudden 190? No. It might go from like 100 to 130, you know, because you're recruiting. You're coaching that talent up. You have younger players that are hungry. Nobody looks at that aspect. They only look at, oh, they're losing their top four tacklers. Okay, but there's depth behind those guys.
I was real proud of Kansas. They were one of my picks.
They're dead to me. They cost me a 10-plus win ticket, Oak State. They are dead to me.
They had a real bad last couple of weeks, Joe. I know that they had a lot of guys hurt, but... And
I think they packed it in, too.
They did. They packed it in. They're finished. And Kansas going bowling. I know normally I don't really care about stuff like that, but for a school like Kansas that never goes, I think it matters, Joe.
Are you happy?
I was real happy when I cashed that ticket on Saturday, that's for sure, for Kansas, the outright win. But I'm happy that they're going to a bowl. I like seeing Kansas and Syracuse both going bowling this year. Good for them. NC State beat Wake, which was also huge for me, Joe. I needed another loss for Wake. If I could just get one more, we'll get under that 8.5. Let's go. One more loss for Wake Forest.
Right.
I was proud of Morris and the Wolfpack on Saturday night.
You're too funny.
Maybe I can get it this week, Joe, against North Carolina.
I like the other side.
Oh, well, of course you do. Of course you like the other side. Why wouldn't you?
I do. Hey, great call on Fresno against Hawaii.
I did well at the late night Mountain West games.
I didn't watch that game.
I hit Fresno and Colorado State getting the 24.5.
Now, at did San you Jose watch State. That game?
I was asleep by the second quarter. Just no shot. No shot. That's for sure. Here's Wake's last three games, Joe. Home for North Carolina. Home for Syracuse. At Duke. Do I get another loss?
Say it again. Syracuse and Duke?
North Carolina at home. Syracuse at home. At Duke.
How many do you need? Two or
one? I need him to lose one more game.
Cuse I can get?
How about the total in that game this week, North Carolina-Wake Forest?
It's going to be like 80.
76 and a half.
They lost 55-52 last year, and the year before that, they were up. It was like 68-59 or something. It was some crazy score. I did in-game live that day. The total in-game total was .123.
Speaking of points.
Yeah.
How's Holgerson doing? Giving up 56
man. When you
points.
Tweeted that,
in the,
you tweeted that out.
56 points in the first half.
The in-game total was.
It what? Went over it. It was 137 when I or 132. It was in the low 130s when I tweeted that at you, and it got to 140. I mean. Here's your boy, this loser tune, by the way. I can't stand this.
My
kid.
Boy? He's
imagine
my boy.
Imagine scoring 63 points and losing by 14. Just think about that, Joe. Scoring 63 points and losing by 14. This kid had 527 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 3 picks. And he ran for 111, and he lost. Incredible. Mordecai threw 9 touchdowns.
Incredible.
9. 9 touchdowns. And Jeff Scott got chopped because when you lose to Temple, Joe, you get chopped. Did you know? And did you know he went 4-26 as the South Florida head coach? That'll get you fired.
Right.
That'll get you fired. Chopped. The Jeff Scott era. Man, that Dabo tree ain't that good.
Too funny.
His stable has not done very well out on their own. That's for sure. And then for the most embarrassing loss of the week, we didn't do good, bad, and ugly this week. We forgot. But how about this? I'll do ugly for the both of us right now, Joe. How about your boy Big Chest going down to Miami and acting like he's king of the world down there?
Right.
And then he puts the cherry on top of this awful first season that he has had in South Beach by losing 45-3 to the rival Florida State Seminoles.
How bad was that, Carver?
What kind of a season is that?
You tell
imagine,
me.
I mean, oh my
Mario
God.
Big Chest. I told you he sucked. Did I tell you he sucked or not? And you're like, oh, you got to give him a pass. Is he giving a pass now when he loses the middle of the season?
No, there's no pass.
There's no pass.
No pass.
None.
And I know you were in on that Auburn-Mississippi State game late night. I threw on the end of it because it was still going when the Alabama game ended, so I flipped over to it.
Right.
Let me tell you, I don't think he'll get the job full time, obviously, because they're gonna go give some coach, you know, a bajillion dollars to go and coach at Auburn.
Carnell,
but
Cadillac,
let me tell you, Cadillac.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about a little bit of energy on the sideline.
Yes.
I mean, your boy
Love
Cadillac
it.
Was all over the place on Saturday night, and they gave him a big effort too.
I know.
That Cadillac was everywhere.
Like, if you're looking for a guy that wants the job. This guy wants the job.
We got 3 MAC games tomorrow night, Joe. So
let's pick some winners.
When we come back before we get out of here, let's get something for the MACtion on Tuesday night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
There's no crying in baseball!
And Joe Lisi.
Today, this is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe, 3 MAC games Tuesday night. I think 3 MAC games Wednesday night also.
Yeah, we're 3-3.
3 games on Thursday night, a couple of American games and a Sun Belt, and then 3 games on Friday night, including number 8 USC against Colorado late night. All right, Joe, Eastern Michigan is 7.5-point road favorite at the Zips of Akron, Ohio -1.5 against the Hawks of Miami of Ohio, and Ball State getting 11.5 at Toledo.
So I'm going, you know, I just realized I'm going all home teams. Akron +7.5, Miami +1.5, Toledo -11.5.
Can we get some overs this week in these weeknight MAC games? I feel like last week it was
The only over I like is Ohio and Miami. Oh,
I mean, can I get a 48-45 game here tomorrow night?
Which one do you want? Which one do you like?
I feel like Toledo usually plays they score, but Ball State, they're like a snail offense. They're like, I want to.
That's where I like Ohio, Miami. You want Miami?
Eastern Michigan, Akron over the 56.5. We'll take the biggest total.
I'll jump in
with
you.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's go, baby. Also tomorrow night, Joe, we'll start to look ahead to this week. We'll see if anybody else fires their coach and just pulls the broadcaster off the street who's never coached before.
Maybe I have a shot.
I actually was going to tweet that today when the news came down. I was going to say, go for the 2, still has a chance to be a coach. Taking guys with no experience and letting them be coaches. Great job by Mike Demergis. Thanks to Dave Sharapan for jumping on, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Everybody have a great evening. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on Sports Grid Radio.